For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. President Biden's decision to forgive a portion of student loans is getting a lot of attention from four-year institutions. Community colleges and technical schools are less expensive options, but also are seeing a rise in costs.
And we have felt some of that. The cost of supplies, the cost of labor, the cost of managing our campuses and our buildings and our facilities has all increased.
Nick Wendell is with the South Dakota Board of Technical Education. He worries what will happen if the underlying cost of higher education is not addressed.
We're going to be back in this same position in 5 and 10 years with a huge number of folks in our population that had to incur debt to get a degree.
The explosion in online shopping has developers across the country transforming thousands of acres into storage warehouses. But residents in some rural areas are putting up a fight. Anya Slepian has more.
New Jersey has largely failed to address sprawling warehouse developments at the state level. That leaves the final decisions to local municipalities, testing the strength of communities' democratic institutions. A vocal group of residents in the agricultural township of Chesterfield say plans to build a million-square-foot warehouse come with environmental and safety concerns, including flooding, traffic, and pollution from heavy-duty trucks. Chesterfield resident Shamita Kumar says she is most upset by what she perceives as the divisiveness and lack of transparency in what should be an inclusive process.
We really want the facts. We really want a dialogue. We really want to pursue this in a way that's objective. And we don't all have the facts, and we're pointing fingers at each other.
Developers argue warehouses can provide jobs and additional tax revenue for cash-strapped townships. But for residents like Tom Flaherty, it's the question of a small community trying to preserve its identity in the face of big money and outside interests.
I just want to state that I oppose the Old York redevelopment plan. I believe warehouses do not reflect the rural character of Chesterfield.
I'm Anya Slepian.
With America's kids headed back to school, some parents may feel their vacation is just starting, especially after a couple years of spotty in-school attendance. Whether at home or away, Kim Hemmert with the Idaho Children's Trust Fund says caring parents, teachers, and community members are focused on providing healthy environments, and that starts with relationships.
Every child really needs one person in their life who is that solid champion for that child, that safe, stable, and nurturing relationship.
One way to build trust, Hemmert suggests, is asking them about their favorite summer memory. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.